welcome. This is a special Facebook Live, Gavin, for the stage of the circle we're at in Irish football that we always seem to go around, which is we have hope, then despair, then boredom, then maybe a little bit more despair, and then we go back to hope.
Because so we're back,
yeah, because we've got rid of the manager and then we think everything's going to be solved. So this is a very special Facebook Live, Periscope Live. We'll also be putting up on podcast later on. So if you don't have a chance to listen to all of it, you can listen later on at your heart's content by adding balls.ie on all your podcast channels. We're asking you to nominate who you think should be the next Ireland manager. Gavin, you've been watching a lot of Ireland games in recent years, all your life basically.
Yeah.
But has it ever been so monotonous?
It's been very bleak, I have to say. Now that O'Neill and Keane are gone, I think we can now look back at the whole five year reign. So let's not have too much revisionism about Bosnia and Germany and Italy and Lille. Like, they were great achievements and great nights, but the last year have been horrific. Like, really, really grim. 4 goals in 9 international games, to the point where, I mean, I was tweeting the other day that the FAI International Goal of the Year Award will consist of a goal scored from a yard out by Graham Burke, a goal scored by Alan Judge that was set up by Declan Rice, who's not around anymore, one scored by Sean Williams from a horror Aaron Ramsey error when the game didn't matter, 4-0 down, and a header from Aidan O'Brien. It was kind of death by Opta Joe this morning for O'Neill. There was we the fewest attempts on target of any team in the whole Nations League. Only San Marino had less possession than us. I wrote on the site yesterday that in the last year, the team had become like a Rory Story sketch, something that Irish people are meant to relate to, but ultimately goes nowhere and then just randomly ends. The end has officially been confirmed today. So
the end is here, and we're straight into then the chat. This is, I think, probably aside from like those great nights, like say the game against Italy, the game, you know, Italia 90, USA 94, the most exciting time to be an Irish football fan is when we have no manager. Because all we have is the excitement of a possible manager.
I remember the glory days of when we didn't have the long gap between Staunton and Trapattoni. And you had John Giles and RT ringing Paul Jewell if he wanted the job.
We had Eamon Dunphy going mad at us hiring Terry Venables. Why are we hired him then, John? And John's like, we haven't hired him,
I remember Howard Kendall ringing off the ball one evening just to say, yeah, I'd like the job. It was such a mess. And then Trapattoni came from
it. Yeah, well, funnily enough, no one, we've got lots of comments already coming in about who should be the next manager. And nobody has mentioned Philip Trusia, who I thought was a guaranteed one. Or Jacques Santini. But we have a couple of people in. Obviously, there's some of the obvious choices. Thomas Ledwich says, Mick McCarthy, preferable choice for our next manager. But can see why people would want Stephen Kenny too. He just wants a manager, as in, this is Thomas, just wants a manager that can show the players how to string more than 3 passes together and not be fearful. Let's use the friendly matches coming up to work on a system to get the best out of our players.
But the problem is there are no friendly games scheduled before the qualifiers begin in March. Like, this was the year to do all that. So it's been a completely wasted year. Anyway, I mean, you can get angry looking back. I guess now we're going to look forward to and look at the new manager. But God, every now and again, I just get this surge of anger. I spent a year of my life watching Ireland scored 4 goals in 9 games.
It's not even the lack of goals, I think. It's the lack of attempt to try and score a goal. Mm. Like,
We've renounced attack goals together.
Yeah, we could hit posts or, you know, do something to just get a bit of crack going. But no. John Fallon wants Stephen Kenny and Brian Kerr. So I don't know if we get the two. But that isn't a bad idea. I don't know if like Brian Kerr wouldn't be open to, like, say, be assistant to Stephen Kenny and then have his main role be within underage development or sort of that go-between. That isn't a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
A setup like that. And John hasn't come up with this, by the way. That was my idea. He just said the two of them.
Come on, John.
Two great football men who love the game and would be respected by both players and public, and they won't cost a fortune. There was a couple of other ones I enjoyed here. Michael Devereux says that it's... Sorry, where's Michael's gone? Sorry, Eamon Brennan, who says Chris Hughton would be ideal, but don't think he'd be bothered.
Job in the middle of the Premiership. He'd be mad to take it. We got another couple of tweets in at balls.ie. Do get in touch with your suggestion for hashtag Ireland's next top manager. Ronan Murphy of goal.com says Roddy Collins, which would at least make a really good fly in the wall documentary. Ian Wright, not the Ian Wright, but perhaps an Ian Wright with similar allegiances to the Ian Wright, says Big Wenger.
Wenger, yeah, I've seen a couple of shouts for Wenger.
Would be a disaster. And it's actually, it's kind of Wenger's fault that we're in this situation. Because we're not producing players anymore. Because when Arsene Wenger came to English football, he realised that God, you could scout players from lands as far away as France. Yeah. You didn't just have to go around Britain and Ireland. So that clogged academies and meant that Irish players stopped being produced. So Wenger should really atone for his errors by coming back in some kind of maybe director of football route in Ireland. But please, please don't make him the manager.
Unless you could sign like Wenger and Arsenal Fan TV in some sort of package deal where that at least if we're losing, we'd be trying to play football. And you'd have the added entertainment value of having Arsenal Fan TV. Because they're kind of lost now. They have nothing to talk about. Nobody is wanting to watch them when they've got, or AFC TV, whatever they're called now.
At Dennis Vahey Photo has a picture of Paddy Losty here. If Ireland, based on the points per game in the Nations League, this campaign, it would take us 25 years to make 45 points.
Jesus, that isn't a bad idea. Losty would get them going. They'd throw him below in the bog, and they'd have a couple of shorts before going out and get their cockles of their heart warmed. We've got Bren Doonan in here as well. He says Stephen Keane for me. I forgot Stephen Keane was...
Steve Keane, the old Blackburn.
Yeah.
Who was about. Installed by those chicken moguls. No. Who said that?
I think that may have been tongue-in-cheek.
Was
by
that
Ben
meant to
Doonan.
Be Stephen Kenny? There's a lot of love for Lee Carsley here, Paul Ryan, Keane Hoy. Stan, sorry. Not Stan, please, no. For Stan's sake is more...
Jim Dodd says, give a Giggsy till end of season.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of Andy Tate pictures in as well. There is a bit of love for... I mean, Mick McCarthy is a favourite in the betting at the moment. Now, like, Mick, it has been notable how he's, you know... position himself on Irish television in the last few months. He's doing a lot of punditry work now with Virgin Media, and he didn't say that he's not interested in the Ireland job, but that he would never talk about it while another manager is in position because he has that empathy for managers being sacked, etc. I'm sure he would take it, but I can't because if Mick takes it and the first couple of results go awry, you'll hear the first grumblings of Saipan. We cannot appoint anyone related to Saipan.
I'm all for free speech and all that, and I don't think we should be in some sort of totalitarian country, but maybe there should be a rule brought in that Saipan is just banned. That's a word, like, I know Jordan Peterson's going to rage against this, and he'll be disgusted at this notion, but that, like, he just can't bring it up. It's a word that is just, it's a faux pas. We have to move on from it. It's been 16 years.
Yeah. Oh no, but I remember when the Keane Arthur Farrago broke. I was at an under 21 game in Tala, and I heard someone in the stand going, Keane should never have been brought back after Saipan. And fittingly, Saipan has the word Saif fit into it, so please don't go there. A couple of others, at Peter Collins 921, I hope it's
The Peter Collins.
The Peter Collins, says Harry Redknapp. Redknapp's a bit busy at the moment. Keith Gray says Sammy Wilson, noted DUP MLA. He's a man who obviously won't take a seat.
An interesting suggestion I've seen pop up a couple of times is coming from Dave Cummins now in the Facebook live chat. Do get involved if you're watching. He says, Paul Cook, a good option, working wonders at Wigan and wouldn't be afraid to give youth and League of Ireland a chance.
Yeah, you see, this is, and Cook is an interesting option, but he's a kind of a Stephen Kenny facsimile if we don't get Kenny. Because
but it's arguably like with Paul Cook proving himself now in the Championship, which is a higher standard really than League of Ireland. He's made that step up and is sustaining it there. Like, he could be as good an option as Stephen Kenny, if not better.
Yeah, possibly. I think that, I just think that there needs to be, the reason I think Kenny is the right option is because will I go on with Kenny? Because I know you're very entertained by something you've seen there.
Sorry, I just saw Ordinary James Bond says, I'd say leave it off, see who we get on without one. But sorry, go on with Stephen Kenny.
I think Kenny is the right answer because the FAI are belatedly waking up to the fact that there needs to be more integration between the League of Ireland and the national team. So this is, the underage scheme now is for League of Ireland academies to join up with the schoolboy clubs. And then now we have under 13, under 15, under 17, under 19 national leagues. So that's finally beginning to happen, the realisation that we have to produce our players here. We can't send them over to England earlier on. And I think that integration between National League and National Team should be evident at the top level of the game here, and that should be at senior international level.
Definitely. And even if you look at all the players who are actually achieving success now, the Irish homeborn players that are like, you know, Stephen or Seanan Maguire, the likes of Long, even, you know, going back through it, these players have come up through the League of Ireland and gone over at a much older age than they would have in the past. So it's become more and more important. Look at James McLean. All these guys, they've sort of, you're talking about going over now at 17, 18 nearly as the youngest you're going to go over. You're probably going to have League of Ireland first team experience.
And also, the Kenny would be cheaper. But like, because too long the FAI have approached things, there's too much investment at the very top. There was a brilliant piece by Emmett Maloney, Irish Times, a couple of months ago, which said there's essentially not, while we've have under 13, under 15, 17 national leagues, at the moment there isn't the money to have under 14, under 16, under 18 leagues. So what you'll have is players at 13 or 15, 13s or 15s in with the academies and training with these teams. But then at 14s, they have to go back to their own schoolboy clubs and they're kind of chopping in and out. So I like Kenny because like he would be a cheaper option. Now, the deep irony of it all is, like, a League of Ireland, the best manager in the League of Ireland being promoted to the senior manager's job is probably possibly the best thing in a way that could happen to the League of Ireland. But losing a character like Kenny from the league would also be bad for it on a week-to-week basis. Which is,
that's the other thing.
The other side of the story.
And the other thing is, realistically, we're probably not going to qualify for the Euros no matter who we hire. So we might as well take a chance. I don't know.
We can now afford to lose every single game in the qualifying campaign and still have a reasonably good chance of getting a playoff via the Nations League, because we're ranked 27th of 28 out of the League A and B teams. So I think it would take, I think it's six teams ranked ahead of us not to qualify via the traditional route. And since these are all the teams in pot one and two of the group,
even though we're relegated from the Nations League, because the other teams will be qualified anyway, we can still make
a huge chance. Yeah, a huge chance.
It's an incredible competition.
It's a one-off semi-final and then a one-off final playoff, and then we're there.
Our ability to not qualify for the Euros would be remarkable, given how many chances you now have, given that we got into the third place team the last time. Now you've got the Nations League where we're getting relegated but still could qualify for the final. That sounds like an underage GAA sort of under-21 structure where you could lose all your games and still end up in the final because there's only three teams in it. A couple of other suggestions we've seen come in. There are a few ones. Neil Lennon from Andrew Byrne, which is, why don't we give it to Johnny Giles or Raymond Dunphy, he first said. Sorry, and then Paul Flynn says Neil Lennon. Neil Lennon is an interesting one as well. You don't hear him throwing about too much.
Yeah, the first I saw it, I think it was Michael Walker in the Irish Times. I might be wrong there. His name was mentioned in the paper that weekend, and I was struck by, oh God, haven't heard his name before. A very similar character to Martin O'Neill in many ways. You know, obviously there's a Celtic connection. They played with each other, former Celtic managers, and obviously born in Northern Ireland, but perhaps would have identified more with the Republic.
James Glass says, totally agree with the word Saipan being banned from all Irish footballing speak. Lorcan Lochney says, bring back Big Jack for the goalkeeper. We got Matt Ryan says Trapattoni. And the Peter Minchin says, why would anybody want Kenny? He'd be a disaster.
Yeah, there's a lot of people pointing to Kenny maybe have struggled in Scotland, but I don't know. I think at this stage he deserves a shot at it, you know? Yeah.
We've also another person who has been mentioned, and if you want to play a tiki taka football, I think Sam or Stephen Robertson might be onto something here, Mr. Sam Allardyce.
Well, I mean, if we want a League of Ireland connection, there's obviously one with Sam Allardyce. I think he'd be too expensive, to be honest. I wouldn't be totally against it, because at least he'd be similar to Jack Charlton, actually, in the sense that he's a defined way of playing and it's long ball. But, you know, there is some kind of integrated attacking system in that where people will chase up after the ball rather than O'Neill, where it was just long ball. It's just a way of, you know, taking a breather before we defend again. Sorry, go ahead.
Joe Smith has kind of famously, we were very much a territorial team, a kicking team, rugby team, and then Joe Smith came in and we've kind of abandoned that altogether. Maybe he'd be the man. It's been suggested by
rugby
Derek
Mila
here says, the people's game, Joe Smith, let him manage every team.
The rugby country are usually saying that Joe Schmidt should be in charge of like Dublin planning or the Metro North system. This happens when Ireland have some kind of technocratic genius in charge of his sports team. It's like, I'll put him in charge of the country.
Michael O'Leary.
You know, one of the streets if Joe Schmidt was in charge.
Michael O'Leary should manage the team. You know, he'd get everything out of it. Ordinary James Bond says, any thoughts on Sven Goran Eriksson now that his odds have been slashed?
Oh, have they been slashed?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
It's an interesting one. What was his last job in football? Was it that Notts County advisory role?
I don't think so. I think he's been toured around. There's some very optimistic people, by the way, Fabio Capello and Antonio Conte. There's also Apostolo Jogo, says Alan Pardew. Please don't mention Alan Pardew's name, because this is what happens with Pardew.
Alan Pardew.
He's mentioned semi-ironically for a job, and then his name kind of sticks there like a leech.
He'd be great, though.
And then it slowly expands and expands, and then he gets the job and he sucks everyone's life out of the
entire operation. Mentioned off air as well, someone had gotten in touch saying Ian Holloway, because I was going to say Pards would be good crack, at least, but Pards could, or Ian Holloway could be even better crack.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean... We're enough of a joke without the manager being a comedian.
I suppose, true enough. But what about Big Phil Scolari, says Matt Ryan. I don't know, would God, Phil acclimatize
to... I love this. You hear so many, like, so many forgotten names.
So many people that you just never would have thought of. Who have you also got? Peter used to say Niall Quinn. I don't know if Niall Quinn's interested in football management.
Connor O'Leary says Michael O'Neill. And this is actually a good point, because if you do reflect on things in the cold light of day in the last 4 or 5 years, we got the wrong M. O'Neill. We took Martin and Michael. Ironically, Michael, whose middle name, by the way, is Martin. And Martin's middle name is Michael. I love that. It was Michael who proved himself in the League of Ireland with Rovers. And he's done a great job with Northern Ireland. And I know people are saying, well, sure, they lost all their games in the Nations League as well. They're better than us.
Like, they created a couple of chances all the same. They were unlucky in some of the games. And, like, I just want a chance. A goal. Like, I don't think, like, is it too much to ask for a goal in a game of football or multiple games of football, even a shot on target? We've got a couple more coming in here. A few more people saying, they definitely ban Saipan. Francis Murphy says it's definitely McCarthy, already agreed, I'd say. John McGoldrick says Zinedine Zidane with 3 thumbs up emojis. Not sure if Zinedine is the man would be interested in it. Also, I don't know. Like, we've already had the kind of thing now of, like, O'Neill kind of being a bit more hands off and let the players manage themselves, which is kind of what Zidane did.
This is what he was called, a clap your hands manager in the Madrid press. He was perfect for Madrid because he could just step back and let these crazy egos somehow find a tune out of each other. I cannot imagine Zidane talking out Lansdowne Road in the touchline and telling, like, Richard Keogh to push up or something.
No, definitely not. But Stephen Hackett is an interesting one, and one that isn't out of the realms of possibility. Chris Coleman, not afraid to bring on youth.
I like Chris Coleman, actually. That's a decent shout.
That isn't a bad shout, and it's one that you don't hear mentioned too often.
Yeah, that's the first I heard. Like, he ended Euro 2016 saying, don't be afraid to have dreams in football, and he ended up at Sunderland. Like, that's a serious indictment of dreams.
I don't, like, sometimes you wonder with, like, I always say, like, why, like, who are we to criticise Mara Neal or criticise decisions made in football? Because we don't work within the game, we don't know what's going on. But, like, I mean, everyone thought when Chris Coleman left Wales and took over the Sunderland job, it was like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
That's destined for a disaster. And sure enough, Bertie McLaughlin says Brendan Rodgers must be getting bored up in Scotland by now.
Rodgers would be an amazing opponent.
I don't know if Rodgers would go to Ireland. I think Rodgers' next move will be into
back to England. And he'll European. He'd be too expensive.
Yeah, I think you're looking at Brendan Rodgers as being like an Everton manager or someone of that, something of that ilk, really.
You see, the problem, like, appointing Rodgers, they're like those big names from England. And when they're appointed, even I'd get on board and say, God, that could be great. You know, he's proved himself. We could get to the Euros or whatever. Like, that's been the governing principle for too long. It's been short-termism. Spend a lot of money on an international manager who'll be able to organise the players and motivate the players and kind of surpass their limits. For too long, we've looked at surpassing the senior team's limits rather than improving the quality of player going into the senior team so they don't have limits to surpass. So I do think that while O'Neill is gone and we'll feel that everything has been, you know, this might fix things. And while I agree that it was a change that needed to be made, I don't think it's the only change that needs to be made. Like, the board have been in situ now for a long time with the same group of people that appointed Staunton, gave a contract to Trapattoni for a campaign too long. Like, I do think that there needs to be a recognition, if not change, at the very top level. I think there does need to be an acceptance that we have to approach the appointment of the senior managers team differently. And that's why I think Kenny is the answer, because he is in line with what they're trying to do at underage level.
Totally. It's like, it's a structural issue. It's like if you had a wedding cake that was, it was gone off, you'd used sour milk, and you're trying to fix it by changing the little man and woman on the top of the cake. It's not going to work.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful analogy. Who
else have we got here? We've got a few more. Dave Cummins is in there with Jim McGuinness. Who else? There's an awful lot of people saying Chris Hughton.
Yeah.
And there's about as much chance of Chris Hughton leaving Brighton to manage Ireland as there is of him leaving Brighton to come and present this show.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
This is as enticing a prospect.
Yeah, exactly. And also someone that says, Sean O'Muchan says, Eddie Howe. Eddie Howe's not going to leave.
He'd be mad.
We're talking about Chris Coleman would be mad to go and take over Sunderland.
Plus, Jim McGuinness would be mad as well, because as Joe Prawley told us, he'll be managing Barcelona someday.
Yeah, true.
So Ireland would be a step back.
Turning down the Barcelona job would be tough for Jim. No way Kenny should get the job. Tony Griffin says not strong enough. Con John Vaughan did a serious job with the Beltorbert under sixes, says Keane Vaughan.
Yeah.
Mark Warburton would be very left field, but a good choice. Played superb footy at Brentford, Forest and Rangers.
Yeah.
Knows the championship well, and he's free, says Keane, Keane Carroll.
Yeah, Keane was in touch about Mark Warburton. That's an interesting one. I don't know. I don't know enough about Mark Warburton.
No, don't know enough about him really to rule him out yet. But one man who I do know a bit about is Glenn Cook's suggestion, Dave O'Leary.
Oh, wow.
Dave O'Leary wasn't a bad manager. Like, he kind of got ostracised.
Pretty well.
He did all right as well, but Aston Villa turned a little bit sour, but again, it's Aston Villa. He did finish sixth in the league with them, and did obviously got Leeds the Champions League semi-final.
Although, look, I mean, we appointed our last manager, guided Villa to sixth in the league. Look where that got us.
Aston Villa, interestingly, have finished sixth more times than any other club in Premier League history.
Really?
There you go. There's a fact I had that I could never wedge. I created a massive article around it and nobody read it. But now finally, I have reason.
Given that all former Villa managers need to be linked to the job, Steve Bruce hasn't been mentioned, and he is somewhere in the betting, as far as I know.
Interesting.
Yeah, give him time. International football, give him time to work on his novels.
There's a brilliant game you can play. This is a top tip. Maybe, I don't know, if you want to play on a night out or something, is older or younger with Steve Bruce. So just name random celebrities and you should guess if they're older or younger than Steve Bruce.
Barack Obama is older by about six or eight months, I think.
Steve Bruce.
I think running Sunderland to make you more tired and jaded than running the executive branch of the United States.
Possibly. Stephen Hackett, who has a lot of good left field suggestions so far, has come out now going, I might be wrong, but wasn't it Shakespeare? That's Craig Shakespeare, not William. The brains behind Leicester City winning the Premier League could be a diamond.
That's a decent shout.
Yeah. It's one again that's not mentioned too often. Bruce is fifth favourite for the Ireland job at 20-1, says James Clare.
Thank you, James. 20-1.
Interesting. Who else? Have you got anybody else, Gavin, that has been mentioned already?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think so. I'm all on the Kenny bandwagon now.
You're all on Kenny. What about Brian Kerr? Someone people have mentioned saying that Brian Kerr isn't being talked about enough.
I mean, you'd like to see Kerr involved at a youth level or some kind of wider strategic level in the FAI. I don't know whether he deserves another shot at the Irish manager's team. I just don't like the idea of people going turn back to the past. And Brian, while I think he maybe should have got longer in charge of the national team, he also, you know, did struggle at times. At times, the football wasn't brilliant either. I mean, Gary Doherty played up front quite a bit.
True, yeah. I suppose it's one of those things. I think if you're going back, Mick McCarthy, for me, if you look at how Ipswich are performing this season, now that he's gone, I just don't know if he's going to play the type of football we want, but I don't know if the type of football we want to see is going to get us anywhere.
Yeah. Come here, at Rover Joyce has got in touch on Twitter, and this is the answer. What about David Moyes? He introduced Declan Rice at West Ham and might convince him to stay.
That is a great show. I genuinely wouldn't be disappointed in the slightest if David Moyes became the Ireland manager.
Yeah, we might also end up with Adnan Januzaj. Because if you notice that Januzaj is just following Moyes' career, United to Sunderland. He's actually at Real Sociedad now. So he'll briefly stop off at West Ham, where he'll then discover an Irish grandparent.
Excellent. That's a great choice. Last couple before we go. Tony Griffin has suggested Kenny as well, but it's a different Kenny. End of Kenny. Jim Bourne has gone for the Pope. Owen Jacobs says we need to look to work on our youth system. Look at what Kerr did underage and the players that came through to the senior squad after that. Shane Corcoran says Alex Ferguson, best man for the job. Wayne Burton says Slav Bilic. I don't know if Bilic should take over Ireland.
No.
That's again, he's probably waiting, holding
and
out
Ferguson
for another
tipper. Ferguson is a bit optimistic now, I have to say.
Yeah, Ferguson probably not going to happen. But I think maybe there's a few suggestions here. Pat Fenlon as well, says Paul Kenny. But I think we're really still going to end up with either one of McCarthy, Kerr, Stephen Kenny, or the Pope.
Give it the Pope.
Give it to the Pope. If you haven't managed to see all this and you've missed out on some managers' names, maybe mentioned them earlier in the show if you're just tuning in, we will be putting this up on our podcast feeds later on so you can listen to it whenever you do so wish. Subscribe to Ball Study on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Pocket Casts, all those. Also, you can subscribe to Twitter if you've just tuned in there now. If you don't follow us, make sure to give us the follow. And on Facebook, you can also subscribe for live notifications so you can check in with any videos like this the second we go live. But until then, we will chat to you again.